And your point on Wesha leads nicely to a discussion of how history actually does play out in the classroom. Kat, from your experience, what do students come to the classroom already knowing about partition? What are the stereotypes or assumptions that they maybe bring to this history?
I think that's a really tricky question because there are so many different answers to that question. It really depends on what conversations have happened with their families. And I'm talking now about South Asian students. So some come with absolutely no knowledge and understanding of partition, and others will come with some knowledge of how their family was affected during partition, if they were. Now, I've made two massive generalizations there. And I think it's really, really key if you are teaching partition with students that have South Asian families or South Asian in your classroom to go in a very sensitive way, because if you don't, if you say things that could cause students, for example, to ask questions when they get home that their families are not prepared to answer or not ready to answer, that could obviously be a really negative consequence. At the same time, if those pupils do know about partition, they may come with views that you need to really have thought about how to handle in the classroom. When I was thinking about partition in the curriculum, I read the story of a lady called Tara Parasharan. So Tara Parashar was born in the UK. I should say she's included in Kavita Puri's book on Voices of Partition. And the book is an attempt to interview people who previously haven't spoken about their experience of partition. And Tara's story is told in a chapter which is titled Silence, the reason for that being that her family didn't speak about partition. And it was only when she was older and she found some photos of her grandfather with the Mountbattens that she found out he had been the naval ADC to the Mountbattens, and she started asking her family about partition. I won't say too much more about her story. Do go and read the book. It's an absolutely fascinating read. But Tara's story is so powerful because she speaks about how she felt like a foreigner in both India and Britain. That got me reflecting on what different pupils in my classroom over the years have thought about their own experience of partition, if they do have an experience of partition. She also talked about the fact that she feels really sad that she's got no connection to her homeland. And one of the pleas that she makes in her chapter is to talk about partition and to provide pupils with the opportunities to do so. She grew up in a South Asian community, and she said that at school she wasn't given the opportunity to do this. And she actually comes across as being quite angry, understandably so, about that. And she says that if we kind of perpetuate this silence about partition, we're not providing an opportunity for people to explore their family histories. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, do be aware that it is a controversial topic, and you may have pupils in your classroom that will have very, very different responses to partition, but that's not a reason to not teach partition.